Celebrate Recovery program. And I had finished reading that earlier this week, and I saw him there. I said, man, this would be make a good sermon for Thanksgiving. And then I just felt the Spirit of the Lord say, no, it's going to be this Sunday, not next Sunday, that you need to speak about gratitude. And so that's what we're going to speak about this morning in preparation for Thanksgiving. We want to speak about gratitude. So Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 to 9. You'll see it on the screen there as well. It'll be in the New Living Translation on the screen. If you have another translation, that's fine as well. It says, always be full of joy in the Lord. I say it again, rejoice. Let everyone see that you are considerate in all you do. Remember, the Lord is coming soon. So don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. And now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing. Fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable, right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. Keep putting into practice all you have learned and received from me and everything you heard from me and saw me doing. Then the God of peace will be with you. Father God, we want to experience the Father of peace. And we want to experience your peace. And Lord, as we look at this portion of Scripture, it reminds us that, Lord, our focus is upon different things than what we've been focusing on. And one of those things that we're to be focusing on is gratitude. So I pray this morning, Lord, help us that our minds might turn towards things of gratitude. And I just pray that, Lord, that you'd speak to us as we look at this message today in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, as I said earlier this week, I was kind of feeling that this was going to be a message for next week with our Thanksgiving Sunday. And I really just felt the Lord saying, no, you need to speak it this Sunday. And I'll kind of explain some reasons why as we get further on in this message. We had some pastors here on Thursday morning, and they left around 2 o'clock. And there was kind of a sectional prayer time that our district had formed. And so we had pastors from Cold Lake area down as far as Chauvin come up, and they prayed here in our church. And then they went out into your community and were praying for this community right here. And I thought, man, what a wonderful blessing that was, that we had all those pastors here, and then to have about 30 pastors and leaders just go out into the community and pray over us. And so that was quite a great thing and something that we should have a gratitude for right away. Now, when we talk about gratitude is that feeling of thankful appreciation. Gratitude is a quality of being grateful and thankful. And that's what we're called to be as Christians. Now, in fact, I think it would be a good exercise this week that we would concentrate on things to be grateful for. Especially as we come up to this holiday of Thanksgiving, just being next week, that we would focus on gratitude all this week. That we would just kind of put aside all the other things that maybe are on our minds and start focusing upon gratitude and thinking of gratitude as we come up to this coming weekend of Thanksgiving. See, it's really an important exercise for us because it helps us to stay healthy in our attitudes, in our thoughts, in our actions, and it also helps us to be at peace with God and peace, have peace of mind in our hearts. So that's something that's very important today. Now, as we look at our world today, we see that we live in a world that likes to focus on what's wrong. And it likes to focus on things that are negative. It doesn't want to focus on anything that is good. And as you look at the news, it's almost not even worth watching anymore because all the news is trying to do is being critical of somebody. They're trying to tear somebody else apart, and that's all that the news does of late. You'll see that, you know, there was some a terrible tidal wave in Indonesia, but what's the first thing that's on your news coverage? It's not that. It's talking about some other controversy, he said, she said, and they're just going to town and those kinds of things. That's not really good. Our world has become extremely critical and opinionated. And the Word of God would tell us that our focus needs to be different than that of this world. And we already read that in this passage, that our focus is to be on what is true, what is honorable, what is right, what is pure, what is lovely, what is admirable, what is excellent, what is praiseworthy. And those are the kinds of things that we need to be focusing on, that our lives may be filled with gratitude and also with the peace of God. See, we need to be on guard against allowing ourselves to focus on things that are negative, focus on things that are bad or evil, because it really can lead us down a wrong road, a road where we become critical, a road where we become depressed, a road where even strongholds begin to happen in our lives that hinder us in our relationship with others and our relationship with God. I've been reading through this program called Celebrate Recovery. That's a program by Rick Warren and John Baker. And it's a program that helps people with life's hurts and addictions. And so they deal with a lot of things that people are facing today in our society, such as alcohol, drugs, gambling, sexual addictions, pornography, violence, divorce, codependency, and all kinds of other hurts that people are experiencing in life. And I've been kind of going through this to, you know, see if that's something that we can incorporate into our own church to, you know, better prepare ourselves, because I believe there's a harvest that's coming of people that will come to this church. And there's a lot of people, and even right here in our own midst, that are hurting, that are going through discouraging times, through sometimes they're caught up in addiction, sometimes caught up in strongholds that are hitting them in their relationships with others and also in their relationship with God. And so I've been trying to educate myself more in that regard, that we might do a better job in reaching our world and helping people where they're at. And we want to be a church that helps people. We want to be a church that helps break strongholds. We want to be a church that helps people to overcome things that are hindering them in their walk with God or hindering them in life. And we want to be a church that restores hope. We want to be a church that restores peace and people's lives. And so that's kind of the reason why we kind of look at those things. And that's something that God is interested in as well. God is interested in our lives. He is interested in the everyday things of our lives. And I believe that new people are going to be coming here. And maybe you're a new person here today. And if you are, we want to welcome you. And I want to tell you that you are in the right place. God can make a difference in your life. That no matter what battle you may be facing, no matter what you're going through in life, no matter what may be tormenting you, you need to realize God can make a difference. And that's why you're here. That's why you've been drawn here, because God can make a difference in your life. Now, it was rather interesting. I was reading through this course that one of the ways that helped people overcome their addictions and their hurts of life was through this exercise of gratitude. And maybe that catches you by surprise, that what would gratitude have to do with helping me to overcome negative thoughts, overcome hurts in my life, overcome addictions in my life? Well, it has quite a bit to deal with overcoming those areas. And even the Bible, it tells us that gratitude is the way to experience the peace of mind that God brings. So gratitude is something that is very important for us all, and it's something that we need to be focusing upon, that God may help us to be overcomers. And so this morning, I'd like to focus on four areas of gratitude that were part of this course in Celebrate Recovery that will help us to bring us to a new focus that will release the peace of God and the favor of God over our lives. And I really pray that this will help you and be an encouragement to you today. So the first area of gratitude where we need to change our focus is expressing our gratitude to God. In our everyday life, there needs to be an expression of gratitude towards God, a thankfulness an appreciation, a gratefulness that we express to God, whether that's through our prayers, whether that's through our praise, whether that's through our giving, or whatever way that God would use us. We need to be those kinds of people that express gratitude to God. It's an important step that helps us deal with the hurts of life. It helps us to deal with disappointments. It helps us to deal with strongholds. It helps us to deal even with addictions in our lives. We need to realize that there's power in gratitude. And we need to realize also that there is a God who wants to help us. And as we look to Him, that He can help us to come to that place where we will have successful recovery from all kinds of hurts, from all kinds of addictions, from all kinds of things and pressures that life brings our way. See, God is very real. God wants to be involved in all of our lives. And so He invites us to come to Him. So many people miss this. They try to deal with life's hurts and the battles of life and the addictions of life through their own willpower. And yes, you do need willpower, but you also need God's help. You need to realize that there is a power that is out there. Often the books call it, if you went to Alcoholics Anonymous, a higher power. Well, we know who the higher power is. It's the Lord Jesus Christ. And He wants to help you. He wants to touch you. And He wants us to come to Him. And as we start expressing faith in Him, as we start expressing gratitude to Him, it opens the door for God to begin to minister to us. Because God really likes to see gratitude. Gratitude gets God's attention. And let me tell you, it also happens in life as well. If you're a younger person and you want the attention of your parents, gratitude. Start showing some gratitude. And let me tell you, that soon gets the parents' attentions. So God is very real, and He wants to help us in our lives, but we need to come before Him with gratitude. Philippians 4:6 says, don't worry about anything. That's a hard one to do right there. We all fail on that one right there, that part of the verse. But it says, instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done. And New International Version says, don't be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. That's how we're to come before Him, with thanksgiving. We're to come before Him with gratitude in our hearts. And that when we pray, we bring those requests to Him. The appropriate method we need to bring those requests is with gratitude, gratefulness, thankfulness. You know, sometimes we come before God and we bring our requests and we bring our petitions to God, and we don't always come with gratitude. Sometimes we're angry at God because, you know, we've been praying for something that maybe hasn't happened yet, and so we kind of come to God angry. Or sometimes we come on a little bit mad or upset, or sometimes we get a little bit critical as we come before God. And I'm going to tell you something. If you want to come that way, don't expect much of an answer from God. So what God is saying, before we come to Him and pray, do an attitude adjustment. Take a look at yourself and see where you are. Can you come before Him with thanksgiving? And if you can't, and you have other thoughts that are going through your mind, then we need to do an attitude adjustment and start thinking of things to be thankful for and start thanking Him as we come before Him to ask. See, you can start practicing that this week. We got a whole week before next week, our Thanksgiving weekend. So if we would take some time this week and meditate on the goodness of God, and maybe even write down some things that you're thankful to God for, and then come to God in prayer, I think we would see a great difference in our week, and we'd see a great difference in this service as well. Expressing gratitude helps clear the mind. It enables us to hear from God and experience His peace in our lives. It opens the door of God's heart to be more favorable to us. So it's something that's very, very important to God, and certainly very important as we pray. Colossians 4:2 says, devote yourselves to prayer with an alert mind and a thankful heart. I think sometimes that alert mind just needs to be looking at ourselves and recognizing how we're praying or what's on our minds, and to refocus to say, I'm coming before you. I thank you, God. I thank you, God. That's what praise and worship is designed to do. When we have our team up here and they're leading you in worship, what they're trying to do is to lead you to that place that our focus turns from whatever happened in the week towards God. And that we start praising Him. We start rejoicing in Him. We start coming before Him with gratitude, so that then stirs His heart to respond to us in the service. So that's what we're doing. So gratitude is something that's important. We're to devote ourselves, we're to commit ourselves, we're to dedicate ourselves to this fact of praying with gratitude. Something that we need to do on a daily basis. To come before the Lord saying, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And start pointing out some things that you can be thankful. It really does change your heart, changes your mind, and kind of clears out the clutter as we start to bring thanks unto Him. So for our own healing, for our own benefit, let's turn our focus this morning and through this week towards God. Coming before Him with praise, with thanksgiving, with gratitude in mind. Because it's going to help us with our mindset, and it's going to position us to receive favor and help from God. Then secondly, in expressing gratitude, we need to express it towards others. To express gratitude to others through our speech, through our words, and even through our prayers. Express that gratitude. And as opportunities arise, you know, take the opportunity to express gratitude in somebody else's life. You know, our whole world could benefit from this simple little practice of expressing gratitude. Now, normally, again, what does our world do? Well, our world likes to point out our faults. Our world likes to point out our failures. The world doesn't like to point out all the things that you have been successful in. They just want to focus on the things that you haven't been successful in. And it kind of makes me wonder how much better our world would be if we would concentrate on people's successes instead of their failures. Even in our own lives, how much better our world would be if we would focus on our successes versus our failures. See, as Christians, we are called to be a people of gratitude, not just towards God, but also towards one another, and especially towards fellow believers. Colossians 3:15 says, "For as members of one body, you are called to live in peace and always be thankful." Let's start taking that to heart and start expressing gratitude towards one another. We can start by praying for people that God has used in our lives, that have been a blessing in our lives, to start saying, "Lord, you know what? I just thank you for so-and-so, Lord. They've been really so good of late, Lord. They've been really encouraging, Lord. I just want to say thank you for this individual." And we start praying about individuals that we want to be grateful for. Or we can then take that next step and then actually say it to somebody, to text somebody or call somebody or email somebody and just tell them that, "You know what, I just want to let you know today that I appreciate you. I'm thankful for the work that you do." Now, there's not one of us in this place that wouldn't mind hearing that. There's not one of us that wouldn't mind. We'd be rather encouraging, right, to that someone comes up to you, "Hey, you know what, I appreciate you today. You know what, worship team, I really appreciate you. I really thank you for the time that you guys come and you spend." I guarantee you, make them feel pretty good. That really would. It would make us all feel good to come and to do that. And friends, as we start doing that, there's something that happens. It changes the atmosphere. If we would all do that, even in church, let me tell you, there'd be a change in the atmosphere of this whole place. It's interesting, in this recovery course, the Celebrate Recovery, they said that expressing gratitude towards others can be a mind changer and an avenue to restoration towards those who we've lost fellowship with. It can actually help relationships that have been broken if we would go to gratitude. Also, as you look at this gratitude is also really to be considered a spiritual gift of the church that blesses and encourages people. Romans 12:8 talks about these gifts. It says, if your gift is to encourage others, be encouraging. I think that's talking about gratitude. That's what gratitude is. You're encouraging people. If it is giving, then give generously. Gratitude can also be giving, where we just kind of say, you know what, I'm just going to bless this person. I'm going to bless this church, or I'm going to bless this. And that's general. That can be part of gratitude, or give generously, it says. If God has given you leadership ability, take the responsibility seriously. And if you have a gift for showing kindness to others, do it gladly. Gratitude should be something that we do gladly. Shouldn't be something that, okay, you forced me to say it. No, it should just flow naturally out of our lives, that we just say, hey, man, I just appreciate you. I care about you. And I tell you, that can be a game changer for our churches. It can be a game changer for our families. It can be a game changer how we relate to other people if we would express gratitude. So that's something, again, that's so very important. Now, it might seem like it's a small thing, but it's actually a big thing, because it's really needed in our society today and in our churches today. And we as the body of Christ, we need to be setting the example that we would express gratitude. So this week, why don't we practice that? Why don't we make a pledge to not speak anything negative about any person this week, and take time to think of areas in the lives of others that we could be thankful for, that we could then pray into, and if the opportunity would arise, to say it to them directly, or to email them, text them, whatever way you want to reach them. I think we would all view words of gratitude being spoken over us as a blessing to ourselves. And so why don't we do that? Why don't we just start doing that? Just start, you know what, this week, coming up to Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving itself is really a day that's set aside in our nation to remind us that it's something that's important. And so why not this week just think about that? Think about people that you can say something to, or express something, or just begin to pray for them. To change your focus, to express gratitude towards others, because gratitude is something that is very important. Then thirdly, we should express gratitude towards recovery, towards any area in our lives where we have grown as a Christian, where we've come through maybe a hard time or a difficult time, or God has brought us through some addictions or hurts of life. We need to have some gratitude. Say, thank you, God. You know, sometimes we don't get set free from everything at once. Majority of times, it's one thing at a time, one step at a time. And if we would learn to say, thank you, God, for that one step, God's going to help you with the next step. You thank Him for that step, God will help you with the next step. He will keep doing that. But our job is to keep expressing gratitude towards any type of recovery, thanking God for what He has done in our lives. And again, how do we do that? Well, we can do that through prayer. We can do that through our testimony and testifying that God is good, that God has helped me, and God is touching me. See, God expects us to be thankful for what He's done in our lives. So again, if you've beaten an addiction, give thanks. If you've overcome a hurt in your life, give thanks. If you've been healed, or if you've come through surgery successfully, give thanks. If you had a need provided for, give thanks. If you've experienced the forgiveness of God, that's a big one for all of us. Thank you, God. If we've experienced salvation in our life, thank you, God. If we've experienced peace with God, if we've experienced His presence with God, give thanks to Him for all He has done. You know, so often we forget to give thanks for what God has done, when in actuality, it's really supposed to be our lifestyle. We really should be annoying people that are always saying, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. Or we should be those kinds of people that go around and are always encouraging other people. That really should be who we are. We're supposed to be, that should be a normal practice. Colossians 2:6-7 says, and now just as you accepted Christ Jesus as your Lord, You must continue to follow him. Let your roots grow down deep into him and let your lives be built on him. Then your faith will grow strong in the truth as you were taught, and you will overflow with thankfulness. That's where it really needs to be. Overflow means it's overflowing. It's spilling over. Thankfulness, gratitude, should just be spilling out of our lives. It shouldn't be something that we have to think about. It should just simply be spilling out. So thankfulness is something we all should be doing. And I believe that as we change our focus towards having more gratitude in our lives, I really believe it's going to change our world. It'll change our homes. It'll change our relationships. It'll change our church. It'll change our community. It'll change our workplaces. It'll even change how we feel about other people as we start to focus on thanksgiving. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, "Be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus." It's God's will. God wants us to have hearts of gratitude. God wants us to be thankful. Now, sometimes we'll go through situations in life that will be uncomfortable. Sometimes we will go through situations in life that are not welcomed at all. We don't want them. But God asks us that even in those kinds of times, to be looking for something that you could say thank you for. Again, what's God trying to do? He's trying to get us to change our focus off the problem, the focus on the difficulty or the hardship, and to start focusing upon him who was able to deliver us from all our fears, all our sorrows, all our troubles. That's what God's trying to do here. Change your focus to start giving thanks. See, God wants us to be positive people, not negative people. God wants us to be a people who look for good and who not look for evil. God wants us to focus on the things we can be thankful for instead of the things that we can complain about. You know, there's an old hymn for those of us who are older that we'd be reminded, "Count your blessings." Great little tune, kind of makes you hop a little bit. But it talks about this thing of gratitude. When life tosses you, when you are discouraged, when you think that all is lost, it's over, God says, count your blessings. Start naming them one by one, and it will soon surprise you what God has done. Why will it surprise you? Because gratitude changes the atmosphere. That even though we are discouraged, even though we are down and we're going through all these life's troubles, as you start to express gratitude, it changes the atmosphere. It turns it around. It breaks it. We might rejoice. So it's about getting your focus back. And I really think that that's what God is trying to say to us this morning. Get your focus back. Get it back towards gratitude. Be thankful for what God has done in your life. Be thankful for the recoveries that you've had in your life. Be thankful how you've grown as an individual. Be thankful how you've overcome those problems that have come your way. And as we continue to be thankful, God will intervene because he is the God of all miracles. He is the God of all possibilities. So give thanks for what God has done in your life. Let it be a priority in your life. Be overflowing with gratitude. Then lastly, in this area of gratitude, so I was reading in that course, it talked about we need to look at expressing gratitude towards your church. Expressing thanksgiving through our prayers, through our actions, through our words, through our giving towards our church. In fact, we are told that the proper way that we should even come or enter into a church is with thanksgiving. We're to come into his presence with gratitude and thanksgiving. Psalm 104, enter his gates with thanksgiving, go into his courts with praise, give thanks to him and praise his name. I wonder, what would happen if every one of us came to church and we came in rejoicing. We came in being thankful. We came in being happy that we're here today and glad that we're here today. I can guarantee you we didn't all come in that way. We probably maybe had some other thoughts. But if we would choose to do that, Do you realize that would be an atmosphere changer for the whole church? That greater things would happen, greater miracles would take place if we would just simply come in this place with gratitude, thanksgiving. Think about it. Think about it. If we came into every place, our own homes, in our schools, in our workplaces, if we walked in there with gratitude upon our hearts and upon our minds, don't you think that'd be an atmosphere changer? Whether it be our school, whether it be our homes, whether it be our workplace, that we come in being thankful. See, we can be thankful for all the workers and volunteers who help provide the ministry and the church. Thankful for those ushers and greeters that come early, those people who make that coffee, those people who look after your children, whether it be in the children's church or nursery. Thankful for those people who lead us in worship and spend the money on instruments and all those pedals. There's a lot of pedals over there. What are they doing it for? Because they love what they're doing. Man, if we just be thankful for all those things. We'd be thankful for our pastors who lead us. What would it do? I tell you something. I'll tell you exactly what it'd do. It would make church one of the happiest places you could ever go to. If we would all be people that have our hearts are filled with gratitude, man, I'm telling you, that would grab more people of this community that want to be here than anything else that we could do. Like, yeah, I'm going to that church, man. Like, they're happy there. They rejoice there. Man, that they appreciate you and they say kind words to you. I'm telling you, it could make a big difference. So we need to get behind our church. We need to focus on things that we are doing right and show appreciation to the people that make our church happen every week. Really is important. We have a good church. We have a wonderful church. We have wonderful people here. This church has been a blessing to so many people throughout the years. And we've come a long way, and we're not finished yet, friends. We are not finished yet. There are more celebrations to come. And I really believe that God is speaking to us about how we speak and how we respond to our church. And He's reminding us, let your focus be on gratitude. On gratitude. A church that is filled with people of gratitude will be a church that people will want to come to. So let's do our part in making this church a church where gratitude and thankfulness is the norm. Now, as we close here this morning, I really believe God wants us to check our attitudes. I think God wants to check our actions, our words that we're speaking, and to see if they're lining up with what His Word says. Not with other people's opinions, but what His Word says. See, gratitude and thankfulness is important to God, and it's important to our own recovery from whatever hurts that we've experienced in life. It may seem like a small thing, but it's really a big thing because it can change the atmosphere. Change the atmosphere in ourselves, in our own minds. Change the atmosphere in our relationships. Change our atmosphere in our home. Change our atmosphere in those relationships that are outside our homes. Change the atmosphere in our workplaces. Change the atmosphere in our church, our community. That's what it needs to be. So let's express gratitude. Let's be thankful. Let's be grateful in these four areas: to God, to others, to recovery, and to the church. Because as we do, there will be blessings that will be released. But before we close, we're going to have a video here shortly too. But I want to challenge you a little further in this area of gratitude. Because I was reading this book on Celebrate Recovery when it talked about that. It's only one out of 25 lessons there. It suggests that there's homework. So I want to give you some homework today. I know you love that word, but why don't we start writing down and then sharing in our own homes what we're thankful for? What are we thankful to God for? What are we thankful about others that are in our lives? What are we thankful about some recovery that we've experienced? What are we thankful for concerning our church? And use that as an exercise in our own homes this week to start talking about things that we're grateful for. I'm telling you, it'll be a big changer. And then one more thing I'd like to add to that. Why not have communion this week with your family? Go out and get some grape juice and some bread, and maybe that supper meal or whenever your family is at home, why don't you just celebrate communion and just say, Lord, we thank you. We partake of these things that remind us of what you've done for us. And do that all week long so that when we come here next Sunday and we celebrate communion together, I really believe that God will do something great. There'll be a tremendous sense of the presence of God in this place. I really believe God wants to correct some thinking. And if we're all honest, there's not one of us in this place that couldn't use a correction in some of our thinking, some of our behaviors, some of our attitudes, that we might be ready to receive what he's going to do. I really believe this fall is going to be an exciting time. I really believe that there's great things. Great things have been spoken over this church. They got to happen. There's just too many people that have spoken too many things over this church. And so for Judy and I and our family, we're going to commit to doing that as a family. I already got the, went out and bought some grape juice and the bread. I always buy bread every day anyway, so I know that's not a problem, but I like my bread fresh. But we're going to do that. We're going to start saying, let's gratitude get filled in this home. Let's change the atmosphere of this home. Get some gratitude in here, and let's give a thanks to God, starting off first, but then start thanking God for others. Thank God for what he's done. Thank God for your church. I'm going to close with this video on thankfulness. My son did this video a couple years back, I believe. But as I was kind of putting there, I happened to see it again. So hopefully that's going to work.
God took me on a walk today. He took me out to a field of dirt. He asked me, "What do you see?" I said, "I don't see anything. All I see is worthless dirt." God stopped and said, "Let me tell you a secret. This is a field of grace, and there are many great and wonderful treasures out in this field just waiting to be unearthed. Many people just see what's on the surface. All they see is dirt and uncleanliness. But I see the great treasure that's hiding underneath the dirt." Then, God presented me with a gift. It was a shovel with the word thankfulness written on it. He said, "Use this. It will help you find the diamonds in the rough." So I took the shovel and went out into the field of grace. I found a rough patch and began to use this tool called thankfulness to dig deep to find the diamonds in the rough. There was a lot of dirt that had to be removed before I began to see the diamonds. But in the end, it was worth it. I got to see the real beauty that was buried underneath all that dirt and grime. God taught me a very valuable lesson that day: to not look at the surface and to dig deep to find the treasure that lies underneath. A tool I can use to find that treasure is the tool of thankfulness. So I took the shovel back to my own field, and I began to use thankfulness as a tool in my workplace. The more I used it, the more people began to open up to me. Each week, I got to see a little glimpse of the treasure that God hid inside of them. I can't wait for the day when all the dirt has been wiped away, and I get to see the light shine through them. And oh, what a day that will be.
So take me back to the beginning, when I was young, running through the fields with you. So take me back to the beginning, when I was young, running through the fields with you.
Thankfulness, gratitude. It can change your world. It can change your atmosphere. And I think a lot of us have been going through some atmospheres that have been not that great. They've been more of a negative atmosphere. You've been going through trials and going through struggles. Maybe you're facing some addictions. Maybe you're facing some strongholds. It might seem like simple advice, but it's actually good advice. Try gratitude. Try thankfulness. God's wanting to do something and start working where a lot of times the enemy works on us, right in the mind. And as we start expressing gratitude, it destroys the work of the enemy that is in our minds. And so as you write it out, as you speak it out, as you pray it out, I believe there's going to be a change here, and then a change to the people around you. So I encourage you to do that this week. Every day this week, focus on gratitude. Take a time. Do some communion in your home. You don't have to have any special prayers when you do it. Just say, thank you, God, for your body. Thank you, Lord, for your blood that was shed for me. And we just celebrate this as a family and are committing ourselves afresh to you all week long, so that when we come to the communion table here next week, it's going to be one big celebration of thanksgiving. We're going to close in a word of prayer. And if you're here today and maybe you're going through some stuff where you just maybe could use somebody else to pray with you, we do have people in our church that will pray with you. And we would gladly do that. You don't have to be a member of this church for that to happen. If you're here today, you qualify. And we always have that opportunity. We also have some coffee out there in the foyer. And so if you want to have some coffee out there or just chat with some people, you're more than welcome to do that. Thank you for coming to church today. And I pray that this word today will find a resting place in your heart and also in your mind. And that God will bring the peace of God over your life, over your mind, over your circumstances, and over your situations. So, Father God, let us stand together as we close. Father God, I thank you that you remind us today of the power of gratitude. And Father, sometimes if we're honest, it's not gratitude that we always have in our minds. And so, Father God, we would ask that you would forgive us for those times when gratitude is not there. And I pray that, Lord, that you would change each one of us and help us, that, Lord, we might begin to express gratitude. That gratitude might fill our hearts and our minds, because, Lord, it's an atmosphere changer. It'll change our world. It really will. And I pray that, Lord Jesus, that as people that are going maybe through some real tough times, real hard times, where, Lord, they might say, Pastor, to be honest, I don't think there's one thing I could think of to express gratitude for. That, Lord, that you would start reminding them of things throughout their life where they can start saying, thank you, God. Yes, thank you, God. I forgot about that. Yes, Lord, thank you for that. Yes, I forgot about that one. And I pray that you would remind us of things where your grace has been upon our lives. And that, Lord, you'd turn our focuses around, that we might express that gratitude of praise and of thanksgiving in your heart and in our lives, Lord. And so, Lord, as we take this week to do that, I pray that, Lord, for every one of us as we come into this place next week, that this church will be a different place. There'll be a different atmosphere because, Lord, we'll be coming into this place with praise, with thanksgiving, and with gratitude on our hearts and on our minds. So, Lord, we just pray that you'd help us to do that. And we just look forward, Lord, to spending more time with you and experiencing more of your blessings and more of your peace over our lives. Lord, I pray your blessing on each person that's come today. I pray that you would watch over them. I pray that you would bless them. I pray that you would turn their trials and their circumstances into testimonies of praise, into testimonies of thanksgiving. So, Lord, we just bless your people as we conclude this service here today. And we ask your blessing over everyone in Christ's name. Amen. Bless you. You are dismissed. We're just going to turn on some music up there. And if you want prayer, please feel free to come forward. If you have to go, bless you.